Changing perspectives. Good day. This is Pastor Cindy Jacobs, and welcome to Changing Perspectives. Today I want to talk to you about staying connected and why it's so important to stay connected. Many times we go through things, we experience the trials of life, and we are put into an emotional state or a state of hopelessness, and we feel like we need time out. Well, I'm here to tell you today that just because you are going through something does not mean that you should disconnect. In fact, that is the most crucial time within your life that you need to stay connected. You see, ladies and gentlemen, there are so many reasons why we can disconnect, not just from God, but from those whom He has given to us within our lives. Many times we will get into a place where we decide that I can't speak or I'm not saying anything to anybody. But those are the moments where we need the right voices. The truth is that excuses or behaviors do not take away problems and challenges. I mean, where have you ever heard disconnecting from people will mean that your challenges will go away? Not talking to God will make your challenges go away. In fact, without realizing, we are actually adding fuel to the fire. We are actually just making our situation so much worse than what it should have been. You see, ladies and gentlemen, you need to go through something with others. And it is so much better when there is support in our lives and when we are supported by the right voices. The right voice can lead you away from destruction. The right voice can take you away from a place of despair, while the wrong voice can lead you further into a place of destruction. Unfortunately, we disconnect because our emotions sometimes speak louder than it should speak. Our emotions sometimes overwhelm our spirit, and therefore we find ourselves in the wrong place while being in the wrong space. It is so important for us to stay connected, not just to God, but to the very people that God has placed within our lives. You see, the right voice in Moses' life, which was Jethro, took Moses' leadership style into a next level. Because Jethro spoke into Moses' life, Moses could lead the Israelites better. It was Jethro who said, Why don't you add captains over the people? It was Jethro who brought the wisdom within Moses' life so that he could lead better. The right voice in Mordecai led Esther into the palace. It was the right voice in Lot's life, which was Abraham, that led him into a place of safety. You see, Lot was saved because of his connection to Abraham. And so many times we forget these things. So many times we forget how the right voices saves us from destruction. It is amazing that we don't realize the power of the voices within our lives. We don't understand its sincerity and its wisdom until they are no longer there. You see, for me personally, I often think back into my life and I think about how my father, when he was still alive, his voice was a voice that captivated me. It was a voice, yes, that I didn't understand. But now, when I became an adult, when I became a parent, when I became more mature in my understanding, I started realizing that my dad's voice was the voice that kept me connected to so many areas of purpose and destiny within my life. Here's the thing about the voices that help us to stay connected. These voices are often annoying. These voices often nag. These voices are often irritating. And we sometimes despise them because of the truth that it brings into our lives. And if I think about these very words, it really does take me back to my dad. How annoyed I used to get. How annoyed I would get at his nagging. It would irritate me, the fact that he would say the same thing over and over again. And yet today, I find that it is the very same voice visiting me, reminding me of certain things. And yet, it suddenly has no more annoyance within my life. Because that voice at one stage may have been annoying, but suddenly it became very wise to me. You see, ladies and gentlemen, the Bible says that the truth will set us free, or it will make us free. Here's the thing about truth. Truth is annoying. Truth nags, and truth is very irritating. Sometimes we despise truth and we disconnect from this truth. But if you look at a person who is bound up, who is chained up, a person who is in a state of bondage, you will realize that in order for them to get free from the chains and break away from the chains, there will never be ease. There will be some hurt and there will be some pain. And that is what the voice of truth brings within our lives. That is what the voice of clarity or the voice of wisdom brings in our lives. It is much like our parents. They say certain things that we do not like. It is much like our mentors. It is much like the people who have oversight over us and see the very things within our lives that we do not see, because we do not see that blind spot. But just because this voice is irritating and nagging does not mean that this voice is not a helping voice. The very same Mordecai says to Esther, that this day, if you do not stand up and rise up for these people, that deliverance will come from another, and who knows if you and your family will survive. You see, the voice of truth, or being connected or staying connected, not just to the voice of God, but the people that he sends and represents him, staying connected to those voices will test you and try you, so that not just them, so that you can see what is in your heart. They will tell you things that you don't always like, but when you think about it, without them, many have lost their way and many have lost purpose. How many times do parents beg children and tell them the same thing over and over again? But it is that parent that keeps the child connected to the right things. As soon as you remove the voice of that parent out of the child's life, the child becomes careless and reckless. And so within our lives, sometimes we need these voices that irritate us to stay connected until we can get to a matured state where we can remain connected. Ladies and gentlemen, Hebrews 10:25 says this, "Let us not neglect our meeting, Let us not neglect our meeting together, as some do, but encourage one another, especially now in the day of His return, which is drawing near. And often when we look at the scripture, we mostly look at it and we mostly relate to it in terms of church. And yes, we should not neglect the gathering of the saints. But it is so much more than a Sunday morning service. It is that daily voice of the Holy Spirit speaking through the mouths of other people to keep you on the right track. And sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, when we go through the tough times of life, when we go through the storms, we feel like we are completely alone and nobody understands. And because we feel like that, we disconnect. Sometimes it is the things that offend us when we are going through things that don't even matter, that don't even make sense, that offend us. And we go through these things and we disconnect from the very people that gave us a sense of living and a sense of purpose. My husband and I just recently started making fire within our fireplace. And this was the story that he shared on Sunday during his preaching. He was saying that he learned so much in terms of making a fire. He learned that the fire cannot remain burning if the wood is disconnected. Because once it is disconnected and the flame goes out on the one piece of wood, it will not continue to burn if it's not connected to the next wood. You see, there are so many things in our lives that we need to keep on burning. And it can only remain burning when we stay connected. There are voices that are there to keep your light burning. There are voices there to keep you sane, even if it doesn't make sense and you cannot relate to it. You need those voices in your life to keep you connected. Holy Spirit, in His wisdom, and the Godhead in their wisdom, completely understands that we need people within our lives to keep us sane and to keep us from falling on the wayside. It is important to understand that the gathering of God's people gives us perspective. Having these people within our lives gives us perspective. It can turn your anger into peace, just being among them. Being among them turns your impatience into patience, your mistrust into trust, your hopelessness into hope, and your condemnation into a place or a form of liberation. So next time, ladies and gentlemen, when that voice on the inside comes so eagerly to distract you and wants you to disconnect because you are just not feeling good, fight against it. Fight against that voice. Because as soon as you disconnect, you will become overwhelmed with the voices of lies, which will make you disconnect even more. Whatever you may be going through today, however you may be feeling burdened, heavy laden, however you are feeling today, it is not the time to disconnect. It is not the time to get angry at the voices that are telling you the truth all the time. Now is the time to stay close. Now is the time to be even closer. Because it is only a group, or a pack of wood rather, that will keep the fire burning. One log will go out very quickly and the fire will die. How will you keep your fire alive if you are disconnected and you have disconnected from all the voices that matter in your life? It is time to go back and revisit the feelings that you are feeling so that God can reconnect you. This is not the time for you to be alone. You need to be among your people. God loves you and He wants you to stay connected. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, as I bring your people before your throne of grace and mercy, I decree and declare over them the power to stand up again and recognize the wealth of wisdom in the people that you have surrounded them with. Father, your voice flows through each and every one of their voices. And yes, Father, the voice may be harsh at times, but it's a voice that keeps us stable and a voice that keeps us connected. So I pray for every worrisome person on this call that feels that they are completely alone. And I pray that they will reconnect and their fire will burn once again. Father, give them understanding of what they are going through. Send them the right people so that they may gain perspective and that the peace of God may overflow within their lives. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you so much for joining me for this week's session on changing perspectives. I will catch up with you next week again. God bless and take care.
right before God.